All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of the Melted Chocolate Podcast. Myself, Chuck, and Cody Webb, we're going to be talking about some fun stuff about Thanksgiving coming up. So don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcast. Leave us a nice 5-star Frog Splash review. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And let's get into the show. What a vibe.
Truly a complete vibe. I could listen. That's a 10-minute song.
That's a great 10-minute song, too.
I could listen to that forever.
Are you going to put them on, Cody? Or
We might post it on a social
or
something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All right.
Welcome in. It's Melted Chocolate. You know who it is. It's your boy, AP. I got Chuck right in front of me.
Yo.
And Cody's right next to me.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
How we doing today, guys?
Doing all right.
I'm good. I just ate. So I'm feeling better.
Me too. Had a nice little tuna packet. Not too bad. Today is the day before Thanksgiving Eve. We're all getting ready to fill our stomachs with some good food.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be great. Lots of food. Good times with the family. If you don't have family, we're here for you. Holla at your boys. We got a pretty good show for you guys. We got a bunch of Thanksgiving themed topics. We got some relationship advice. We got a would you rather, of course.
For all you lovers out there.
Yeah. So this week, Cody has the would you rather. So I'm hoping he's ready. He's scrolling through. These guys, they don't have their would you rathers ready in the holster, ready to fire when it's their turn. Me.
Mine's ready sometimes.
I always have them ready.
I stay ready, so you ain't got to get ready.
You're not ready
except
right now.
Except with the would you rather. would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Have we done that one before?
I don't know.
Don't think so. Space.
Why?
Space.
Now I'm thinking about reneging.
What?
Renig.
Oh, okay.
Well, while you
space or the ocean?
I would do the ocean, just because we lived on this planet for how long, and we haven't explored the whole thing yet.
At least 2,020 years.
Yep.
Yes.
We could definitely finish it and probably find some crazy shit down there.
The Megalodon?
There's gotta be something. Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's something like...
Kraken?
I'm so scared of open water. I would not do that.
I don't like... I'm cool with, like, obviously the shower's cool. Pool's cool. That's great. A little jacuzzi. A spa? No problem. Any water that I can't see, like, the bottom of it? No, thank you.
Start seeing them rip currents?
No, thank you. Yeah. Rip currents are no joke. We were talking about it earlier. I might as well say, I went on a little tangent. I went to a hotel once, and we had a beach view. I saw a rip current, and I was like, yo, that's a rip current. My girlfriend was like, oh, yeah, rip current, whatever. The next day, there was a news report in Daytona about a dude who died in rip current the day before. So I was like, did I just see a man die in there?
You watch somebody get snatched up by a rip current. Man.
Snatched up by Poseidon?
Or Neptune.
Or Neptune.
Depending on which one you like.
Aquaman? Namor? I could go.
Namor?
I'm not going to go. Do you know Namor?
No.
Right, I know Neymar.
Yeah, I was going to say Neymar.
Do your research. The all first right. Marvel superhero.
Oh, speaking of that, did y'all see the soccer player that died?
Yeah.
I'm
sure my dad's hurt.
Yeah.
I'm a man,
but
though.
I didn't get to see him coming up, so it wasn't that big of an impact on me.
Me neither, but so. Apparently...
he was sweet, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's like a goal that was like... Apparently he hit it with his hand,
ooh.
But they didn't have replay like that back then, so they were just like,
yeah, they're like whatever.
Nah, it was the hand of God. That's what they called it, the hand of God.
Oh, that's what that is. I actually just heard about that today, like without thinking about that guy.
Uh huh.
I thought it was crazy.
Anyways, we have a would you rather to get to. So you said the ocean.
I said the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say space. Cause I just feel like it'd be dope
Final
to.
Plenty.
Now, we can explore, like, all of it and be fine, right? Like, let's say we have, like a spaceship that doesn't run out of fuel or whatever, and we just go.
Or we can hit light speed.
Or you're in the water, you have something that will withstand the pressure, is no problem.
I don't know, with space, I feel like there's so much of it that you'll never be, like, it's...
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah, it's just too much.
You think I'll just get bored?
Like, at least with the ocean, I feel like we could get tired at least of finish looking. It.
Yeah, you can always complete the ocean eventually, because I think there's something that says we still haven't discovered the whole ocean. Like, we haven't explored the whole ocean.
Yeah, we have only discovered, like, 20 or 30% of the whole ocean.
Right.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, that's fact.
We haven't explored the whole ocean. I don't know the percentage.
Yeah, not the whole percentage, like I said, but it's, like, pretty, like...
It's around there.
Yes.
All right. But I'm still choosing space, because I feel like you always find stuff that's new. And, you know, we all want to know if there's life in space. So I feel like you would find that out.
Have y'all seen Ad Astra?
No.
No?
I've heard it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, you got to watch this. It'll make you not want to explore space.
Ad Astra, Interstellar. I've seen some of Interstellar.
Interstellar put me to sleep in the movie theater.
Really?
Yes. That's the one with Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
you
one.
You pulled a Cody Webb.
Yes. Well, no, I've done that. No, that's Charles LaBasse going, honestly. Cody I've done goes that to multiple sleep. Times.
No, I coined that. I coined
Cody
that
goes to sleep in every movie we go to. Every single movie he goes to sleep.
It all started with that.
You were there when we watched Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. No, honestly, to give him credit, I passed out during Civil War. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know how you did that.
But I passed that out on every.
You must
have
been just tired.
But every Marvel movie that we saw. But I was out of there.
He woke up. He was like, so what happened to Gamora? Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Homeboy that was like, Gamora?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember. So I'm picking space. You're picking the ocean. What about you, Cody?
I'm picking the ocean.
All right. I guess I'm outnumbered this week. Last week was Chuck. This week, it's me. So, like I said in the beginning, Thanksgiving is coming up quick. It's tomorrow at the time of recording. Depending on whether this comes out on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
If it comes out on Friday, hope you got your Black Friday shopping done, or you're about to, because it comes out in the morning. So.
And I hope you got leftovers.
Yeah, that too. And I'm coming over.
That's fact. Facts. It's always going to be there.
Coming over for leftovers.
Facts.
With Thanksgiving comes Thanksgiving football. NFL normally has Thanksgiving games every year. This year, even though with COVID, it's still going to have Thanksgiving games. So, who do we got on Thanksgiving, Chuck?
All right, my Thanksgiving pick, since the Steelers
Who's playing? Who's playing?
So, we have the Cowboys and Washington football team facing off, and then we also have Houston and Detroit.
The Lions, don't they have, like, a contract on Thanksgiving?
It's like something
the Lions
like
and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always play on Thanksgiving.
And there was a game between the Ravens and the Steelers, but that has been
postponed.
What's it called when you don't want something? Like if you're in a restaurant and you're like, oh, 86th. It's been 86th.
86th that game. Oh.
You know, 86th the game? Mm-hmm. Because you said the Ravens have seven
Yeah, it's
around
like five
that?
Players and two coaches that have it.
J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram.
And Mark Ingram. Mm-hmm. Whole backfield got it.
Gus Edwards got this. But it has been moved to Sunday, so we're still playing this week.
Oh. Y'all are going to win anyways.
11-0?
Yes.
They're going to win.
For it.
I think y'all gonna meet the Chiefs and have a bad day. No cap.
In the playoffs.
No hat.
I don't know, man.
The Chiefs haven't looked the same, though.
That defense.
And the Steelers have looked sweet.
Look what the Raiders did. And the Raiders, yeah. I'd say, are just as good as us, if not worse.
But the Raiders are pretty good, dog. I like how they play.
I don't think they're better than the Steelers, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Steelers defense is raw.
Yeah, that front seven
they
coming
got
at Mahomes.
So, I got a
like
better defense.
Handle him.
But nobody ever gets to Mahomes, and I get so mad.
Yeah, especially being a Chargers fan.
Well, yeah.
What if the Steelers, division, what if the Steelers defense is the one that gets to him?
They could.
Most likely. They'll be the ones
you got
to do
Chase
it.
Claypool.
They got studs everywhere. That's
they
the
do.
Thing. But that's just me getting fanboyish now.
They All do. Y'all need is a corner, like a solid corner, and not Joe Hayden.
Yeah, Joe Hayden's too old.
He is, but he's a centerpiece.
What happened to Burns?
Artie Burns?
Yeah. What happened to Antonio Brown? Gone.
You know, we're not going to talk about all these stars that left. We got a stud team now.
That's
all that
Chuck's
matters.
Ex, Antonio oh, Brown. Anything that bad happens, Chuck gets geeked.
He said, I heard Antonio Brown's in trouble again.
He said,
I knew it.
Clown.
Saw it coming a mile away. But who do y'all have winning on Thanksgiving since there's only two games now?
So, I'm going to go with Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I think they're going to win it.
Versus who?
Texans.
Washington. Yeah. Or yeah. Washington football team plays
Yeah, Detroit
the
won
Cowboys.
That. Detroit will win that.
Washington and Dallas might end in a tie. A 0-0 tie.
It could be that bad.
Because both of those teams are buns.
Honestly, so. I think I could see Dallas taking the division this year by how close it is.
Really?
And he don't look good last week.
Because the Giants are starting to click.
Why they all of a sudden want to start playing good football
now? So, I don't know. I don't know, but we still have the Seahawks to play and the Ravens. So
did you see that video Hokie sent us about Russell Wilson?
Yes. Yeah, I did see that.
He said, "No, I'm saying." He said, "You smell like you trying to get pregnant again."
Okay, Russ.
You know what I'm saying? You know how we do.
No, I don't. Russ,
that's not you, Mo.
You are not future.
That's not you.
But yeah, the Giants are cooking. Daniel Jones is I think he's a leading rusher besides Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for quarterbacks.
For quarterbacks. Yeah.
He's the fastest quarterback in the league so far.
Stupid fast.
He's
like, too fast for his own
good.
Weird
how fast he is.
He's too fast for his own good.
Like, you don't think he's like Derrick Henry where he doesn't look fast, but he's actually stupid fast.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I don't know how Derrick Henry be so big, pause, and run that fast.
But he doesn't look like he's running that fast.
He doesn't.
Like, he's an anomaly.
So he's a what?
An anomaly. I kind of messed up.
A monopoly.
An anomaly. There it is. Did I say monopoly?
No. Said anomaly or something.
Anomaly.
That's what Big AP always be saying.
That's what my dad is. He's an anomaly. That's what he says.
But nah, Detroit win, and I think the Cowboys win. Yeah.
I got Detroit, and I'm going to go Washington by, like, a field goal, yeah.
I was like Washington because of their defense.
That's what I'm saying. Their D-line's sick. So. Not sick enough to beat the Giants.
I mean, they could click. Alex Smith is all right.
Very true.
I think I would take probably Detroit and the Cowboys, though.
Yeah. Tick, 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 tick. Hold on, I gotta look at something on my phone.
What are you looking at?
My phone bill.
Oh my lord!
You know I gotta make sure all my
Sprint.
Yeah.
Or T-Mobile.
Yeah. Okay. Sprint by T-Mobile.
Sprint by T-Mobile. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you? You are Verizon.
AT&T guy.
I'm
Verizon. Fake 5G.
I hear Verizon's the best, but
they are the best. But you pay for it.
And you get Disney Plus. So
really,
you do, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Switch. We got our Thanksgiving football games. We only got two of them, unfortunately, but still, it's football. What comes after Thanksgiving? Black Friday. And you know how hectic Black Friday can be.
Pre-COVID, yeah.
So with that being said, how do y'all think it's gonna be this year with all the COVID craziness?
I think it'll be all right.
I think it'll be worse.
Really? Yes. You think more people are going to show up?
Well, no. I think there's going to be more mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
Because like people breaking in?
That and, like, some stores will have mask mandated, and somebody's going to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get kicked out because they didn't have a mask, and they're supposed to get it for their kid who wanted it, and it's gonna be nasty.
Just wear your mask. It's that simple.
I feel like they're probably going to have police, like, at every, like, big store like that, just protecting, like, workers.
But is there
and
enough
stuff.
Police?
I don't know. Like, honestly, now I'm thinking about it, it might get ugly.
Because I got to work on Thanksgiving, but, I mean, not Thanksgiving, Black Friday. But I don't think it's going to get that busy where I work, so.
Bro, I remember working at Home Depot and being at Thanksgiving dinner, and then I'd just be, like, mad sad because.
Yep.
You gotta go in at mad early.
Yeah, I worked on Thanksgiving for the last 4 years. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Wake up and you're like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, but I have to look forward to going to work at like 6 o'clock.
Then are they going to change the station to where they play all Christmas music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Friday, it'll be Christmas music. I'll be wearing my Christmas mask with my Christmas shirt. Because after Thanksgiving, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Christmas, you got it. But I'm tired of the disrespect to Thanksgiving before Thanksgiving.
Like,
I'm sick of it.
I mean, your neighbors got their Christmas lights up, so.
Like, put some respect on Thanksgiving. People start celebrating Christmas the day after Halloween.
Yep.
Does Thanksgiving not exist? So I better not see no posts about Thanksgiving. Y'all gonna put that. I can't even speak.
Hey, take your time.
Y'all gonna put some respect on Thanksgiving now. Bring it. All right.
Yeah.
But what would y'all have y'all gone Black Friday shopping?
No.
Like the OG Black Friday shopping?
Yeah.
Actually, I went once.
Early in the morning.
I did that one time. No? I think we did. We did.
We did. When, yeah, that's when we went to Target. And we saw Call of Duty Ghosts.
That was later in the day. But
I know, but we started early.
Yeah.
None of us had money. We were just going with Dave's sisters.
We just tagging along.
Yeah, same. I did that one year. Like, and I went with my mom, and I saw Miss McNair come out of Target with a big ass.
Vince McNair?
No, Miss McNair, the old dean from our school.
Miss McMahon?
Miss McNair.
McNair.
Do you remember? Do you remember?
Miss McNair? Might have been after our time.
That might have been after us.
No. This is before, like, right when
McNair.
I got
McNair.
Yes, McNair. I'm pretty sure it was McNair.
She must have been a middle school dean.
Yeah, I think she was, maybe.
Because I had Mr. Arnett.
Mm. Oh, yeah. What
and
you know
Mrs.
about?
Mrs. Felker.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then towards the end, Miss Lovers became a dean. But she don't count.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I thought y'all knew that. Never mind then.
No.
I saw the middle school dean just hop out there. Like, this is my first time going to Black Friday shopping, too. I'm just like, I think that's my dean.
She's a referral.
Yeah, basically.
No.
Actually, I got out of a referral talking about that night.
Huh.
It was funny.
Nice. But we went early in the morning. And that's when we... You good?
Yeah.
You like you had something to say or something?
No. We did go early in the morning.
And that's when we saw Call of Duty Ghost sitting with the dog toys. It was a brand new game.
We pulled off the mission.
And,
you know.
Yep. Did we loot Call of Duty Ghost? I can't confirm or deny.
We plead the fifth on that one.
And did an old man look at us at the register like he was about to snatch our souls?
Did he look at the wrapping that may or may not have been off?
Was he holding the wrapping for the video game?
That with the may case? Not, yeah, that may or may not have been removed from the case.
And he has the case in his hands?
Allegedly.
Maybe. Is he still standing there? He could be.
Was there Call of Duty Ghost being played later that day?
Probably not.
Allegedly.
But
So what y'all trying to say here?
But we played one game and that shit was ass.
No, it sat in the drawer for the longest time, bro. No one touched that.
That's why I did not buy that game.
We didn't buy it either.
Allegedly.
allegedly.
This is all speculation. But I'm not gonna be going Black Friday shopping this year because I'm saving money.
Got to.
And everyone's gonna want the PS5s and the Xbox trash cans. So
And listen, my son gonna have plenty of birthdays.
We don't need to be at all of them. I'll go Black Friday shopping one of these years. I did the only real Black Friday shopping I've ever done besides online is when I got my Switch. And I got the very last one at GameStop.
See, now that's what I feel like at least it's gonna be around here, is just all online.
And that's no problem. But I do like the anticipation and like the
build up.
The feeling of Black Friday, like, yo, I'm about to go in there. I'm going to get what I want. I don't care what nobody else is doing. If there's one left and I see an old lady trying to get it for her grandson,
say, yo, watch
out. Move out the way.
Watch out.
It's probably just like knowing you can go there and then hold it in your hand and then buy it.
No, for me, it's just like getting it before everyone else. Like, everyone's gunning for those deals and you're like, I'm going to get there. Don't worry about me. I'm going to get mine. There's one more 72-inch flat screen 4K TV.
Bet. Put it on my card.
Me. But my manager at the place I work, I won't disclose names, but it's not that hard to find out. He used to work at Walmart as a manager, and he was telling me all these Black Friday stories about how people would line up. They would make circles around the pallets with the stuff on it because they had they were open on Thanksgiving regularly. And then, or they open at a certain time, and then the Black Friday, we'll say they open at 6 just for the sake of the story. They open at 6, Black Friday shopping starts at 9. So 6 o'clock, everyone storms in. People would surround the pallets of what they want and like have their hands on it. And you can't check out. If you check out before 9 o'clock, it's still regular price. Like the computers were set to ring it up as regular price. But 9 o'clock, that's when the Black Friday starts. So the prices change.
Yo, that's got to be, like, I hate saying the word like. I'm trying to not say that. But stores got to be putting it on themselves. Like, damn, the liability.
No.
Of just like, we know it's about to get hectic, and we know somebody's about to get hit. So we're
going to. Yeah, so to change that, they stopped using plastic, like clear plastic wrap on the pallets, and they put black plastic wrap so you can't see what's on the pallets.
Yo, that's wild.
So like people stopped doing it, and they had each manager had their associates in that department, because no one's getting groceries. Everyone's in the living goods and electronics and stuff. Everyone had like their associates stand guard at the Black Friday stuff before it started. Mm-hmm. So stand it's just guard. Pretty crazy.
That's capitalism.
And another story, my district manager, I don't want to get on a tangent, but we got time. It's Thanksgiving episode.
Why not?
he was telling me a story about one of his managers who left the company because he didn't want to stress out over Black Friday and die on the sales floor. And he went to work at Walmart, and he worked on Black Friday, had a heart attack, and died on the sales floor.
Oh my Lord.
Yep. He said he was retiring from the company because he was done and he didn't want to stress himself out and die in the store.
You said this was someone you know?
No, this is just a manager. Oh. Some manager a while ago. And that's exactly what happened.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
if that was ever me, I feel so ashamed, I guess.
Bro, it should never get that bad.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm not gonna stress over it being busy and people freaking out to buy stuff. I don't care.
If that happened to me, I'd be like, I don't care what you guys do. I'm leaving tomorrow. Like
I'm getting paid. I don't get paid. Like, if I was getting paid commission, different story. I'm pushing y'all. Y'all gonna get 70 pairs of shoes today. I don't care, but I don't get paid commission. So if you get shoes, cool. You don't get shoes,
cool.
Go over to the store next door. Go to Bell's, Hobby Lobby, Ulta. That's where they all gonna be.
Ulta and
Bell's.
Yeah, there's really nothing where you work at. So it's not even.
It's literally like, I'd go out and say that Ulta probably makes the most money on Black Friday.
Probably.
Because all them girls. Oh, I gotta get the new what's it called? The new palette.
The Fenty palette.
I gotta get. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
The lemonade.
The hamburger palette.
Yeah. Oh wow.
The donut hamburger palette.
Nothing against that. If you do that, then that's cool. But I don't know the terminology, so I'm just gonna say a bunch of random stuff.
I'm just taking shots.
The coffee mug palette. But what are y'all Thanksgiving gonna look like this year?
I think it'll be fine. Like I said.
You got some good eats?
Oh yeah. Like what my actual Thanksgiving is gonna consist of?
Yeah. Oh. Personally.
Yeah, like, I got invited out to do some Turkey Day football at, the grand famous Fay Park.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
go ahead, and then I'm gonna explain the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah, they're doing some big thing out there tomorrow, like, probably till, like, noonish, and then, gonna actually just go home, maybe just eat all day, basically, and watch whatever football is gonna be there.
So, it's happening tomorrow at, like, noon? Or when does it start?
10.
10?
Yeah.
I might come out and watch.
All right. I'll be doing my thing.
Yeah, I'll slide.
You going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to play. What the hell?
I'm not going to play because my ankle's still kind of messed up. But
it's like two-hand touch. Like, I'm sure like there'll be other people there.
Oh, it's two-hand touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did some Turkey Day ball back in the day. I'll say this is probably 2008, 2009.
Mm.
So with me and my stepbrothers, we'd go out. We did like 3 years in a row. We called it the Turkey Bowl, clearly, because it's Thanksgiving Day. And we did shirts versus skins.
Mm.
And the first time I went out there, I didn't have shorts. I was in my blue jeans. I was in these dark blue South Pole jeans.
With the Adidas and the green bottoms.
No, I was actually wearing a pair of sixes.
Oh.
I had a dusty pair of sixes. Jordan sixes, that is, if you don't know. But I was running down the field. Because of the jeans.
Ew.
And we played tackle, though. It wasn't two-hand touch, so people were getting... This was me. I was like, geez, I was maybe like 130 pounds soaking wet back then, getting mollywopped by these varsity football players. Just getting killed. But good times, man.
I did that at Cypress Woods, and I was like a damn linebacker, like tackling people out there.
Tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
Who were you out there at Cypress Woods with?
Cypress Woods?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't want to start naming names, but there's a lot of people out there.
We could talk about it off mic.
Yeah.
Because me and Justin was out there.
Hokey?
No, Craps.
We name dropping.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Justin anyways.
Shout out to my brother, man.
But so what's the food looking like for you?
How do you guys do your turkeys?
I don't know. I don't think we're doing turkey this year.
Well, even when you did, like, how did you all usually do it?
Just in the oven.
Oh, just like, okay. My dad...
Does he deep fry it?
He's actually doing that this year. We're deep frying
turkey. That's good, too. My uncle does that. It's good, yeah.
Hmm. Well, we're doing that this year, but my dad's been, like, kind of the experimental person. Like, mm-hmm. we always do one traditional turkey. Because, like, they have something where, like, if they freeze a turkey for a year, the it's, I guess it comes out better. Like, when you cook it.
Freeze
like,
a turkey for a year?
Yeah, you just... Sheesh. Yeah, it's just...
What?
That's freezer burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, because it already comes in packaged and stuff, yeah, like, yeah. with the stuff on it. So it's not going to get freezer burn like that.
A year?
Yeah, so you let it sit for a year, and I guess it's, like, more juicy and stuff if you do that. Huh. But they have something where they'll do that, so we'll do the traditional one, and then my dad will, like, do something with that fancy one. Like one, I think 2 years, like, or even last year, he smoked a turkey. And now this year, like, we got a big outside deep fryer, so now he's going to try to do
that. Those make me nervous. Those make me so nervous. Those big deep fryers.
The thing is, you don't fill them up with too much oil.
I know, but still, like, you put in...
What are you nervous about?
Just the oil. Because I had a bad experience with oil, so...
You got burned?
Yeah. My dad was making shark in New York, and he was going to carry the pan and the pot, and it slipped out of one of his hands and hit the grill, and the oil... And went all over him and me.
Oof.
And junk hurt. And he pushed me out the way, and he got the brunt of it, but it got my whole right arm and like some of like my chest and stuff. Junk hurt, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But when you put it in the oil and it's like, and I'm okay. Hey, relax, Pimp. You're not supposed to be popping like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard the key to that is like you fill it up with water and then you put. Yeah, well, like, you don't, before you put oil in, obviously, you fill it up with water, put, like, the turkey in, just to see, like, how high it'll go when you fill it up.
And then I was about to say, you're going to put water and oil?
No.
You're crazy, Chuck.
Yeah, no.
Trying to kill yourself.
That's basic science.
Yeah. You just see how high it'll go, and then, boop, you got yourself the right amount of oil.
And then, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Wait, so you got turkey, you got a fried turkey, you got a regular turkey. What else we got?
I think I saw the cranberry sauce being made, and my mom's Greek, so she'll probably make like something like baklava or something like else. Like
baklava.
Baklava. You ever had baklava before?
No.
Neither have I.
Oh, that'd be an experience.
Yeah.
What about you, C-Web? What you got on the docket? See, I don't know what I'm having tomorrow. I have not been informed yet.
So. Well, usually... I just go to one of my other friends' houses, and they kind of cook it up. So this year will be
Feel free to stop by.
Oh.
The Goodfellas?
Yeah. I don't know what we'll have or whatever, but of course.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
But I went out and bought a piece of salmon, so I'll be having salmon and rice for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
I am making a little dish, a little dessert dish.
Oh, you making the banana pudding?
No. Because Adria's allergic to bananas.
Oof.
So, yeah.
Wait, are you... Oh, you said never mind.
Huh?
You're not making it?
No.
I will say, folks, AP can make a mean banana pudding.
Yes, come on, that's what I was saying. I'll take a portion of it.
I can make some. Y'all just say the word. I'll make it. But, no, I wanted... It was going to be like this pumpkin type thing, but they didn't have all the ingredients, so I switched it to apple. Put apples on the bottom of a casserole. And then you put, I don't know the order, but it's like apple filling. It has caramel like sauce. You have
whipped cream probably.
Probably on top after it's done. What is it called? It's like a cake mix almost. And it has a cake and it has like cinnamon crumble on top.
Oh, like
pop that in the oven.
Like kind of like a pie crust thing.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And then afterwards,
like an apple pie casserole probably.
It's going to be it's going to be good. I hope.
Sounds pretty good.
I hope so. Shoot, the banana pudding was pretty good, so.
I don't know. My whole Thanksgiving career, I've never had the traditional foods that you'll see, like, on TV or a TV show or something like that.
Yeah.
I said that already, but I only remember eating cranberry sauce out of the can.
That's disgusting.
I never was a fan of the cranberry sauce.
I don't want to give too much away because we do have a Thanksgiving food draft later.
Cranberry sauce won't be in my...
Sauce won't be on my list.
No, it's not on my board.
So, but I don't know what I'm going to have for Thanksgiving tomorrow. But either way, I'm going to eat till I can't function.
Facts.
and I'm going to just
keel over.
Yep. And that's it.
Yes, sir.
And that's on that.
That's on that. Now, moving on. What else we got? Let me look at the notes real quick, the show notes. Tick, tick, tick. We got a little relationship segment.
Oh,
Cody has he suggested that we do kind of like the pros and cons of being in a relationship and things of that nature, and me being the only one that's in a relationship. I guess I'll kick it off. Unless y'all got something to chime in from your perspective, what you think?
No, take us away.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, start it off real quick.
So, what you want to do? Like, I'll say like one of the pros, and then one of y'all say one of the cons, and. Or I can do it.
Okay.
Con first.
So I've only been in two relationships my whole relationship career. And
career. Signed on a team or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't have like much like I and they weren't even for that long. So I don't have, you know.
Yeah, it's like I'm in the same boat, like two relationships.
Yeah, I've been in one. Two. I'm Kevin. And this one that I'm in I've been in the game for. What's up?
Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind. I remember.
Yeah, don't know the second one.
I do know the second one. I said. Who? Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that. But I've been in the game for a cool 5 years.
What'd you say? It was a big con then.
I'd say the biggest con are arguments. That's it. That's the biggest one. Mm. And those are just gonna happen. In any relationship. If it's like a significant other, if it's friends, if it's like your family. But since we're talking about significant others, there's no way to avoid it. Mm. You're not the same person. I don't care what anyone says. To me, if someone's like, oh, we like all the same things, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Complete lie. You're not going to like all the same things. So it's no secret. My girlfriend's been on the show, Michaela. So she'll tell you the same thing. Arguments happen. I'm trying to think of like, and they can happen all the time, but like as the relationship goes on,
would you say if y'all argue too much, y'all like aren't right for it?
Yeah. Or like that's and like if you let it linger.
Yeah. Like
if for no reason.
Let it irritate you like too long.
Especially now at where I'm at in life, I'm a grown ass man. She's a grown ass woman. Like we're mature enough to settle an argument, and I don't get these people who can't do that. I don't know. You just don't have the right person for you, and some people don't want to hear that, but that's just what it is.
Now the flip side of that would be, y'all argue too much because y'all are passionate about what the argument is.
I can see that as well, but another thing I've learned being in this game for 5 years is like if an argument sparks up, the first thing I try to do is see it from the other person's perspective. And like, if that happened to me, how would I feel? And if I would feel the same, then I'd be like, all right, you know, I get what you're saying. And if not, then I'm going to try to get my point across. But at some point, argument's just going to be arguing to just argue. Like at some point you'll throw what you're arguing out. You throw what you're arguing about out the window. And then it just becomes arguing just for noise in my head, in my book. So, but I mean, we don't really argue like that.
Who apologizes first?
It depends on who started the.
Yeah.
So if I know that I was in the wrong, I'll apologize.
So whoever had the grievance first, the one that was being grieved against apologizes.
Though, I'm confused. I'm just
so whoever doesn't have the problem is the first one to apologize?
Whoever doesn't have a problem. Yeah, in some situations. If you're, it depends on how you communicate it, too.
Yeah.
And we can go into communication for days. And if you don't have communication, then you're fucked. But a lot of arguments are miscommunication. And then a lot of times we'll argue about something and then... And it's tough as well when you're texting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you don't have the tone of voice or whatever. That's
why I do the voice memos.
Yeah, you don't have a tone of voice. And so it comes off rude or insensitive.
Yeah, there's no context.
And then it's like, oh, wow. And then you start arguing. And then you might get on the phone and you'll be like, no, it was like this. And you're like, oh, well.
My bad.
My bad. like that happens a lot because she likes to. I'm a person where I don't like. I just don't like talking on the phone that much. Like I'll do it, but I just don't. I'm more of like a texting person, and it's not because I don't want to talk on the phone. It's just something I just rather text, and she likes to talk on the phone a lot. So when we're texting and something gets misunderstood, it can spark something up. But then when it gets explained on the phone or in person, then boom. So argument is the biggest con.
Do you feel like you have to use more emojis in that sense sometimes?
Emojis kind of killed the game in my book, because like that one smile emoji, it's a smile, it's a smiling face, but people use it as like being sarcastic. You know what I'm talking about?
The one where there's no teeth showing.
Yeah, and the red cheeks. Hold on, that one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just a generic smiley face, but people use it to come off as sarcastic and stuff. So like if you're in an argument and she'll type okay with that face, then it's like, oh word, that's how you feel.
God, I hate that shit.
So it's better to, when you're arguing, it's better to like
use voice memos.
If it starts, you can do that too. Or if it starts in texting, just give them a call and settle it that way. So
then what would you say are the biggest pros then?
The biggest pros is pretty much having a best friend with you all the time. So it's been 5 years and we've never had any issues with like breaking up or anything like that, or like cheating on each other. I guess that's another con, cheating. I don't think that's a con. That's just a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's for a lot of people.
Because me and her, at the very beginning, I told her, I was like, if you cheat on me, it's over. There is no second chance. Mm. Like, I'm dropping you. Like, cold turkey. And I was like, and you should feel the same way about me. Like, we're not going to, I'm not doing this whole, oh, he cheated, but he still loves me. No, I don't. Mm. If I cheated on you, then if you're willing to cheat on somebody, and to me, you don't really love them. So, I don't know if y'all agree.
I agree 100%.
I mean, that's if you say you love somebody.
If you say you love them, yeah, that's true. That's also like a choice that you have to make. If you say you love that person, like you can't, cheating's out the window then. Like if you say you really love that person and you feel it, then you do that, you don't really love them. You're just saying it to say it.
Right.
So, but to me, nah. But yeah, you pretty much have like a best little homie next to you, and you have someone that you can go to. And this is all just me speaking from my relationship personally. That's everyone else's relationship, y'all might be different. I don't know. But with me, I have someone that I can go to that will help me no matter what, like in everything. There's other pros that I won't talk about on the show.
Yeah.
You're crazy, man.
You're disgusting.
Anyway.
But like with my girlfriend, like she likes to cook. She likes to clean. Like those are things she enjoys doing. So
you talked about how she likes to.
Yeah, like we talked last week. I was like, if she gets upset and stuff, she'll go and clean something. Yeah,
I clean the house
to burn off steam, and that's mad. Great. That's a great pro for me, and I don't know if it is for her.
That's why that's how you know you got a rare one.
Yeah, because I'm the better cook, so I could throw down in the kitchen, but I don't really want to cook all the time. But she's willing to, you know.
I feel that.
So, I'm trying to think of other pros and cons.
How's it around like parents? Because I know like some parents will.
Was it
like you might really fuck with this girl, but like your parents be like,
your parents don't.
I don't like her. She's not this enough. She's not that enough, and vice versa for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he do this? Like, how much money does he make? Blah blah blah. I don't know what they ask, but
yeah, for me, we were still like, it was kind of like the high school. She was in high school. I just graduated, so it wasn't like,
oh, you like him young.
God, she's only 2 years younger than me.
I'll play.
Oh shit! But my parents, like the money question, didn't come into effect. My parents were always cool with it, like cool with her. There was like a weird phase because they didn't know her and her family didn't know me. Like I only have to deal with her mom, so Mm-hmm. Like, the first time I met her mom, I went for a hug, and her family doesn't really hug and stuff. So she went for a handshake, and I went for a hug, and it was all awkward, and I was like, And she's like, oh, I guess we're hugging. And I was like, I guess so. And after it, I was like, I'll just go in my car and go home. It's fine. No, but now her mom treats me like I'm a son pretty much. And my parents treat her. My dad loves her. Mom loves her. So.
Cool. Got the easy stamp of approval, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Another con, it's kind of cheesy, but the hair. Girlfriend's hair.
Yeah,
all over the place.
Yep.
All over the place. If you don't like that, you get yourself a bald girl. So, and some girls rock the bald look.
Wait, what do you mean hair all over the place?
Like, their hair from their head. Like, if they're brushing their hair, if she washes her hair, it's in the fucking drain. It's on the sheets, and it's...
Wait, that's not you with your beard?
That too.
Oh.
That's another con as well.
That's me all the time. I'm like,
I'll comb my beard out or whatever, and there's beard hairs all over the place.
Yep.
But her hair is, I'm like, God, oh, man.
Do you ever catch any of her hair when you're like, you're just sleeping?
Yes. I wake up, I roll over, and it'd be like, and I'm like, what is that? And it's a hair. No, that's another con. So. Mm. And a con for me is that she always wants to look at my face and see what bumps I have on my face. And things hurt.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see much cons in my relationship, except for like the beginning, the trust issue phase. That's natural in every relationship, I feel. So
that's just a natural con.
Yeah. So, but my relationship's different from others. So whatever you got going on, what's you got going on?
Give us some advice.
Relationship advice with AP.
What do you want, Trey?
I was gonna say, give us some advice to talk about on the show through our Twitter and Instagram.
Oh yeah. If you got questions or anything, Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod.
We could try to break it down. Yeah,
Melted Instagram,
Cocoa Pod on
Melted
Twitter.
Chocolate Pod. So.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything to add?
I mean, I feel that your whole spiel there. So.
Yeah, there's more pros than cons for sure.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it, it could be
for me. Again, this is
You can
AP's relationship. Anyone listening that's in a relationship and it's not the same, I don't know how you rock.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same.
It's kind of like looking
Nothing was the same.
Yeah. It's kind of like looking at relationships like half full or half like empty.
Glass half full, glass half empty. So,
just all perspective.
Yeah, and nobody's perfect. So
nobody's perfect.
Everyone's going to have their cons.
I gotta work
so.
It.
It depends if you can deal with that.
Again and again.
Oh, another one. I'll close it out with this. Like in the mornings, when you're trying to sleep, when I get up and I have to do something early in the morning, I'm as quiet as I can be. When she gets up and does something in the morning, it's
oh, bro.
Making the most noise.
And like, dog.
When y'all trying to go somewhere and be on time. Man,
that's why you got to use the half hour rule.
Just talking about like, something.
Dog, what?
Do everything.
I got to use the bathroom.
It doesn't happen often, but like yesterday, we're going to the gym, and I was ready to rock, and then she's like, "I got to do this, and do this." I'm like,
come on, cuz.
I gotta go, man. I'm trying to get this pump in the gym, but yeah, when she wakes up early in the morning, it's just clang and bang, dude. Light, boom, on. And I'm like, oh, come on. And she can't see without her glasses, so it makes it even worse. So.
My glasses.
No, so, yeah.
Could you say the same for you with your snoring? Because
I know
you can be bad.
No, I don't snore all the time. I'll snore when I'm sick. Like, I think the snoring before was because I had extra weight, and that can cause an issue with snoring.
Yeah.
I don't snore as much. But when I sleep on, like, flat on my back, that's when it really gets going.
Holy shit, fam.
But yeah, she's woken me up plenty of times.
Are you cutting wood?
Boy, that boy AP snoring the paint. I said, bro, I can't do this.
No, but she's woken me up plenty of times in the middle of the night. And I'm like, huh, what? What? And then she's like, you're fucking snoring. And I'm like, oh, my bad. No, but one time, I guess I was having a dream,
And oh, don't tell us you said something.
No, I didn't say anything bad, but I guess I was having a dream, and I guess I was at Subway in the dream because I was talking about I said ranch.
No way.
And then like this is what she told me, and then like a couple minutes later I was like Chipotle Southwest. And she woke me up and I was like, what's up? And she was like, what are you talking about ranch for? And I was like, huh?
Bro, that sound like me.
And then she told me what happened and I just started dying laughing. Like, I'm half asleep. It was so funny.
It sounded like you're doing your Subway order.
It was so funny. But Cody be talking to sleep too.
All the time.
He said, huh? Nah.
Nah.
Alright, we gotta move on. We gotta start ending the show. We got a Thanksgiving draft.
Oof.
So me, Cody, and Charles P are going to be creating a Thanksgiving meal. The rules are as follows. You have four picks. It's gonna be a snake draft. So whoever it starts on, it'll, you know, so you have to pick a main course, two side dishes, and a Thanksgiving dessert. Once you pick one of those categories, you can't pick them again. So if you pick your main dish, that's it. It's out of there. So we need to use Siri to determine who goes first. It'll be 1, 2, 3.
Hold on. Do we want to include Siri? Because we can do it on my phone.
Go ahead.
What am I asking her?
Just tell her, like, hey, Siri, pick a random number between 1 and...
Yeah, 1 and 3. Yeah. And then you do like we'll do another one for like 1 and 2 for the one after that.
So.
All right. Hey Siri. Pick a random number between 1 and 2. I'm sorry, 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
Gonna have to do that again.
Ah, no.
Try again.
Oh God. Hey, just in time. Hold on.
We got a phone call from Piplo.
Hello, sir.
Oh, y'all recording right now. Don't worry about it.
What's up? Boy, you look good. What you smoking on?
Hey, you know
oh,
what
no.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
What is it?
Oh, boy. What you smoking on?
Man, it's the blizzy. It's a long work week, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, boy, you look good, though.
Boy, shining the light. Bro, get off my phone.
Bro, hold on. All right, we'll call you later, dog. Hold on.
Ask him to tell us who go first.
Oh, yeah. Hey, random number between 1 and 3.
3.
Damn. All right, 3.
All right, that's me.
Chuck.
All right.
And 1 and 2.
So it'll go this way and then that way.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. We'll hit you up later.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. That was David Bryan real quick in Hawaii. Shout out, DJ. So Chuck has the first pick, and I'm kind of hurt. So it's going to go Chuck, Cody, myself, and then I will lead off the second round, and then Cody, Chuck. Cool?
Yes, cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, Chuck, you're on the clock. What's your first Thanksgiving food?
With the first pick of the 2020 Thanksgiving draft.
Give it a little explanation.
We are going to select cheesy potatoes. You know, cheesy potatoes.
No, is that your side? One of your side dishes?
Oh yeah, I'm dropping like the side in the first round.
Oh, we're golden.
Yeah,
we're gold. I got the one of one for sure.
The one of one. I think I'm confident.
All right, pick two. I don't eat this, but I'll pick honey glazed ham. Oh, I took your main player. Yeah,
I'm tilting.
Oh man,
is that your main one?
Yeah, it's my main dish.
Wow, you're just going for the votes, huh?
I mean,
since you don't eat it, you're just going for the votes.
Yeah, bro.
All right, now. Oh, man. Jesus Christ. My first pick, I'm going with a side. Now, this side can be made plenty of ways. It can be an oven. It can be in a pot. It can be in a pie, a little casserole. I'm going to pick macaroni and cheese.
Ooh,
that's a good pick.
That's a good pick in the
yes,
first
round. Yes, sir.
Round, huh?
And then I'm going to go ahead and take my dessert.
Ooh. All right. Dessert off the board already?
Dessert's coming off the board. I'm going to take... This is specific. I mean, I get the whole category, but mine is specific. It's sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah. You can have that.
and it's
you can have that as well.
Huh. My mom's sweet potato pie, to be specific, but I get the whole category. So I have, we need to jot these down so we keep track. I got macaroni and sweet potato pie. All right,
Cody, it is your pick.
My pick. All right, second round pick. I will pick scalloped potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes.
Yep.
You got it.
That's a decent one off the board already.
Yep.
Cody has honey glazed ham.
Jotting this down, ref.
Yeah. We're going to put a poll on our social medias, and you're going to vote on who has the best feast.
In your eyes.
Yes, in the listener's eyes. And Chuck, you have what?
Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potato. Is that the same thing as scalloped potatoes?
No. I don't think so.
Scalloped potatoes have ham? I mean,
it's not. The title of it is different.
It's just like really cheesy mashed potatoes, or like, depending on how you do it.
So you took mashed potatoes?
No. He said
cheesy potatoes.
Okay, so mashed potatoes still on the board.
Basically, yeah.
All right, cool. So what's your next pick?
Because he's going
He went scalloped potatoes.
Okay, so are we talking about how these dishes are made? Can you pick the same food but just made differently?
See, potatoes is weird because there's so many different.
No, but you said mac and cheese.
Yeah, I have all the mac and cheeses.
Okay, so I can say mac and cheese with lobster.
No.
No, then I would have all potatoes then.
You just said cheesy potatoes.
I'm just going off of how this is going, man.
All right, so I have scalloped potatoes. Chuck has cheesy potatoes.
And I think
we'll just go by that.
I think we're good. What'd you pick? What's your next pick? You got two picks here.
I'm taking a dessert off the board. I am taking the classic pecan pie.
Ew.
Yeah, you
got that, bro.
You got that.
No disrespect, but you got that.
Tripping.
You
got that. Pecan pie is good.
Nah. Pecan pie over sweet potato pie? You're asleep.
I would take pecan pie.
You're asleep.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
What's your next pick, Chuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go for a main course now.
Okay.
Going with the deep fried turkey.
All right. So now you just have one more side, huh?
I mean, that's the name of the game.
Yeah. C-Web. Why deep fried? Have you had deep fried turkey before?
No, but I'm going to put it on my board. It's going to be tomorrow. In my belly tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait, I thought you. Didn't you explain how it's made earlier?
What, how the deep fried turkey is?
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask how it's made. I asked if you had it before.
No, well, if he explained how it was
Then that would insinuate that you had it. So you're a capper.
Mm.
No, I thought...
Oh, you're part of Beta Phi Cap.
Beta Phi Cap?
Moving on. Cody, I said beta, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your next pick, Cody?
What'd I have?
You have
ham,
your...
scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, you have your main and one side, so you have a side and dessert.
I'm going to have a specific dish made specifically... from somebody, but it's my Asian family's green bean casserole.
Now here's where I have to say something.
What's that?
Green bean casserole is one of,
if made correctly,
worst
if made correctly
Thanksgiving food.
No, if made correctly, it can be really good.
I got in an argument with my employees the other day.
Oh, man.
Why you say the tongue like that?
My employees.
Because I was like, green bean casserole is trash. And then one of my employees was like, oh, no, it's great. And my boss was like, yeah, it's great. And I was like, you guys are the devil's children. And then the customer was like, yeah, green bean casserole is amazing. What's wrong with you people? That's why I put the poll up on Twitter.
Did they vote for that?
Yeah, a lot of people voted so far. I've asked if green bean casserole is a top tier Thanksgiving dish. We have 25 votes with a day and some change left. 48 for yes and 52 for hell no.
It's a solid role playing dish. It's not the main course. It's not the super.
It's not a main course.
It's a Lakers Rajon Rondo.
That's a bottom of the barrel food for me on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's
Rondo.
That's not even a six man. That's not even like you're on the bench. You get 2 minutes PT if we're up by 30.
Bro, if made correctly,
well, that's his
if made
opinion,
with
though.
Some with some flavor.
I get
and
it's your
spice.
Opinion, but I.
That's why he's picking yeah, creamy casserole on the board right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. It's my turn.
So you got two picks left.
You got a GM.
All right. I'm going to take. I have a side and a main course left. I gotta go to my notes. See, I'm tilting now. Green bean casserole really went. That's crazy.
He thought it was gonna go on draft.
I did. I didn't think anyone would want green bean casserole.
That's how I feel about sweet potatoes.
I'm gonna take a side. I'm gonna take a nice, good, crispy roll.
A roll,
like a bread roll.
Just a roll.
A bread. Yes.
All right.
A bread roll.
Wait, the like the Hawaiian sweet rolls?
It could be the sweet roll. Yeah. Dinner rolls. I'll go the Hawaiian rolls.
Hawaiian rolls?
Because those are top tier.
Those are, all yeah.
Right. I'll take
those could be like the main dish themselves.
Hawaiian rolls for my next side. And that leaves me with a main dish. I got to have a meat. Pause. But. Oh, damn. I really wanted honey glazed ham.
Dang, too bad you didn't draft him.
Dude. I don't really like it, but I'm just going to take a regular traditional turkey.
All right, not
bad. So, not deep fried, just a regular in the oven. You stick a little thing in, it pops out when it's ready. Just
in
a regular
baked turkey.
Dang, so nobody fucks with stuffing?
Oh, I mean, I do, but I'll take a nice roll over stuffing.
A nice roll.
Is that who you're taking?
No, stuffing? No, I have to get a dessert. I'm gonna take AP or the lady from the church's banana pudding.
Ooh, that is a good one off the board as well.
Banana pudding is a top tier dessert, period.
I'd say the same thing.
So,
especially yours. For some reason, yours just hit harder last time. Pause.
Whoa.
Whoa. I noticed it as I was saying it, honestly. Whoa.
Mine hit hard, huh?
The banana pudding.
Oh, shit.
All right, Chuck.
Anyways,
you have one stuffing.
Okay. Last thing. Pause again. Y'all are crazy.
The show is off the rails.
Y'all are literally children.
Okay. All right.
Now
this is gonna be weird to say because what's happening right now, but like, who has the best stuffing? Like, do you get? the little in the box or like homemade.
What's the red box? Hold on, I'll look.
That's
up.
What I'm thinking.
The Stouffer's?
I think it is. Stouffer's.
Like the box stuffing.
Oh, man, yeah.
Bro, I'll be going ham on stuffing, dog.
I bet.
Yeah, Stouffer's stuffing in the red box. Yep, that stove top stuffing.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
or
sir.
You get the homemade stuffing.
Bro, you can order food on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. People grocery shop on there.
What the fuck?
There's also Amazon grocery stores.
Yep.
Bro, there's one. Justin went the one.
I saw.
And, like, the cart scans it as you put it in.
Yeah, it's dope. And if you take it out, it removes it. But, yeah.
What happens if you have stuff overflowing from that cart, though?
Good question. That's a great question, honestly. All right, so the final meals are as follows. Cody has honey glazed ham, scalloped potatoes, green bean casserole, and banana pudding. Chuck has cheesy potatoes, deep fried turkey, stuffing, and pecan pie. And I have mac and cheese, turkey, rolls, and sweet potato pie.
I'll trade you honey glazed ham for mac and cheese.
I can't have two main dishes.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
He'll trade you
can.
His main course.
For one of my sides.
Yeah.
And I have two main courses.
Yep.
It's not happening. We decline.
We decline that trade.
Chuck, I know you're open to trades.
I'm not accepting trades on this
draft.
Oh,
all right. Nobody wants to have any fun. All right, cool.
Make sure you vote for me.
We're going to, no, vote for me. And, y'all, if someone votes for green bean casserole on Cody's team.
Bro, if you make it right, it's really good.
That might make or break your lineup.
Because they put, like, baked onions on top. Like, it's really good.
What are some other dishes that y'all had on your list but didn't take? I had pernil.
I had paella.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, I had paella as well. It's like, it's Spanish. It's like, it's a big ass pork thing. Pernil is delicious. As well as yuca, which is like a root. You've had it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking delicious. Hmm. And then paella, of course. Do you know paella?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's like a seafood rice.
Mm.
Really good.
It's my grandma makes. Oof.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever had it, but like I sometimes, like, at least about my family do, they do like grapefruit before the meals and stuff.
Grapefruit.
Yeah, or it was like it was either that or sherbet.
That a Greek thing?
I don't think it's a Greek thing. I think it was just whatever they wanted. It was like a family thing.
I also had spam on the list. Spam sushi.
Spam sushi. Never heard. Never. No, I've never heard of that. Spam's good, but spam sushi.
Yep, shit's fire.
Mm. I had I did have banana pudding on the list, but sweet potato pie.
Trade.
Pass it up. Nope.
No.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
What about you, Chuck? No trades.
This shop is closed.
All right. All right.
So those are our teams. We're going to post it on Twitter and Instagram, and you guys go vote over there. All right, we're going to go ahead and get to the melting pot. This week, we're not going to shout out someone. We're not going to shout someone out. We're going to say what we're thankful for in the spirit of Thanksgiving. So without further ado, let's get into the melting pot.
How accurate.
Man, what is this?
Yeah, that is our resident Gerald the turkey. Gerald. appreciate my
it. What's his name, Gerald?
Appreciate it, Gerald.
Get off the stage.
So, Cody, you want to start us off for what you're thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for just being alive in this crazy, crazy year.
Generic, but always acceptable.
I know, for sure. I had to go with PC about it.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm just grateful to be alive right now, and all the people that, you know, I care about and you know, love deeply are still here with me. Shouts out, prayers to all the ones that we have lost this year, this terrible, terrible year. And shouts out to if you're still here. So I appreciate every one of the people that I'm surrounded by. I'm glad y'all here. AP, I'm glad you're here. Chuck, I'm glad you're here.
Appreciate it, bud.
Everybody
always.
Else,
always,
I'm
always,
just glad always. Y'all are still here with me. I thank
yes,
God
sir.
For that.
Yes, sir. All right, Charles P., go ahead, bro.
I mean, I'm always thankful for my family and my friends. I'm glad we're all here in good health, like y'all said. It's a crazy one. Crazy year we've had, guys. Let's just finish it out strong.
Yep.
Yeah, we're not through the woods yet.
Not through the woods yet. The grass ain't always green on the other side.
No.
But, all right, I'll round it out. I am thankful for, everyone that supports me and everything I've tried to accomplish and I'm trying to accomplish. I feel like I have support of everyone. I have a strong team around me. I'm thankful for a roof over my head, you know. I'm thankful for the situations I've been put in, and I'm thankful for getting out of certain situations that weren't the best for me. I'm also thankful, and I think I can speak for all three of us and the entire Melted Chocolate team, thankful for everybody that listens. Obviously, we're not one of the top-ranked podcasts in the world or whatever, but we do have some loyal ones out there, so
appreciate y'all
thankful
for
all of you thank guys you. Who have supported us. From day one and continue to support us and who will hopefully continue to support us and just keep listening, keep on keeping on with us.
Keep on leaving those 5-star frog splashes.
Yeah. And with that being said, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Black Friday.
Stay safe out there. Don't
welcome
do crazy.
To Christmas season. C-Web's going to start the music any second.
Any second.
Hopefully
now.
It's not too loud.
I mean, honestly, should we just go into the Christmas music now?
No. Put respect on Thanksgiving, Chuck. Thank you for listening to the show. As always, please leave a review for us on Apple Podcasts. It does help the show out a lot. Leave a 5-star review. Say something nice if you want. If you don't want to say something nice, go ahead. We can take it. It's fine.
Yeah, we want some hate. We just want to know that you're there.
Yeah, just as long as we know that you're listening. So
Chuck,
follow
us. You know the game. You know the game.
Come on, follow us on Spotify. Follow us on all the podcast platforms. Follow us on Twitter, Melted Cocoa Pod, Instagram, Melted Chocolate Pod. Be on the lookout for all the news and whatever's going on with the show. We'll let you guys know. So I'm AP. Chuck's over there.
Yes, sir.
Cody's right here.
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
We'll catch you next week.
Y'all stay safe. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell your friend you fuck up with the street, nigga. Gonna tell them bitches I was on my P's with you. Beat it up and never leave it, baby, that's on me. Show me how it's for me. Bush it, I'll put it right where you want me. I can make that pussy bite if you want me. Wake up early, hit it twice in the morning.